those of us who are with the mission, who feel we've been called to this mission, so it would be our purpose, our dharma, to do this mission because it's God's will.
Yeah, well, when you're called to this mission, you know, it's your soul call, and it's something that God has given you to see the vision. And when I received this vision first, how many people knew about this vision on earth? Only one person. Okay, that was me, that was it. Now I share this vision with you. Now, you also saw the vision. Okay, if you see it completely clearly what this vision is, what would have happened if I had this vision and kept it to myself? Would you guys ever know about it? That would be it. I would die and that vision die with me. Now, I received the vision. What did I feel? I felt I have to share it. I have to do it. I have to manifest it. I have to reach out. That was my choice. Of course, that doesn't mean if I hadn't done anything about it, this vision would have stayed there. God would choose another person probably to bring this vision to humanity. I don't mean that I have the choice completely to kill the vision. I didn't. Nobody does. Okay. If I hadn't done it, what good would they do? I would choose another person to send this vision to humanity. Because what? His purpose is what? To send this vision to humanity and see it done. If I don't do it, if you don't do it, if somebody who's called for this mission doesn't do it, what happens? Somebody else will come and do it. Actually, it was proven in the mission to us. That's exactly going to happen. That if somebody is called for this mission and they have a purpose, if they don't do it, they're going to be replaced with someone else. It's not a threat or something. But that's exactly what happened in the process of the last 20 years. We saw that some people came but did not do it, especially. Yeah, well, it's just somebody came, somebody else took over. And so we can see, I received it, I loved it. Of course, you know, I always loved to know the truth. Okay, and when I was a child, I was born in an Islamic, you know, environment, you know, and they told me God is Allah, and you have just to accept Muhammad as prophet and the Quran as the word of God, and whatever we say is the truth. Well, okay, now, my question was, show me God. You show me God, I believe in him. You know, but they weren't able. They had a God sitting up there, very angry most of the time, and he was, you know, not very, you know, compassionate at all. Actually, according to Islam, God is compassionate, the most compassionate. But it didn't just make sense, you know, a lot of things that is being told, probably told. So I completely rejected that notion, but I was seeking for the truth. And then I received the revelation and the mission. It made sense. That's one of the things impressed me in this teaching, was it just makes sense. Okay? And because if God is one, why do we have so many religions? Why so many prophets are being sent? Okay? Because each prophet has a part of the truth. Okay? Now, God is telling me, this is the whole package. It's just like, hey, you are looking for the truth? Here it is. Oh, yeah. It makes sense. It is the truth. It is. Just God is one. Yet God is not the God of Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Shintus, and Jains, and this and that. Just there's one God. What created this separation? Mostly because each revelation was different, and also because of the human ego. They separate one from another. and they separate the religion from it. They create branches in the religions. Because there what? The different ego, you know, gets involved and split the, you know, religions to many, many fractions and parts. So I received it, I loved it, I said I will have to reach to, you know, to other people, to spread to other person. So that's why I dropped everything. I dropped my education, I dropped my family, I dropped my, you know, religion, if you will, or country, and I said no, that is what I have to do. And that's why I expect and I hope each of you will do. Okay. That's why, you know, sometimes you might say I'm too one-pointed. I am too one-pointed. I drop everything for this mission. And that is what you have to do. You have to be one-pointed. You know, and you say, yeah, I've been called for this mission. It makes sense. You know, it unifies the humanity. It, you know, fulfills of the, all the prophecies and even more fulfillment of the prophecies coming in every day, you know. As John came in and gave us many new prophecies, we had no idea, you know. We just find, we scratched the surface and he brought much more. Actually, even there are more, still we haven't find. I knew there is going to be more, you know, but I don't want to put the effort and find it, and I knew somebody is going to come and tell us about it. And John came and we saw that everything points out to the fulfillment of all the prophecies and revelations of God, and we will know, we can see the evidence right there. He's explaining to us how he sent seven revelations. It is right there. It's unified. He shows us how to create the coming of God, how bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. Okay? It's not only just go meditate, you're going to be okay. It's a perfect combination of all human longings and coming of the new age that people were, I mean, golden age that people were talking about in the last 50 years. Okay? So when everything is coming, even internet itself is a part of the whole package. Okay? If we didn't have the internet, could we do this? You know, you don't have it to be here. That fulfills the prophecy. If they said in the desert, don't go. If it's in the mountain, don't go. You don't have to go anywhere. It's right there. Okay. John hasn't even seen us, but he already is in the community with us. He hasn't even seen us, and he's part of us. But you can see the whole thing is coming together. Am I still going to be attached to my little life and little desires and things I long for? Could you? How could you? You know, be still holding back and not dedicating your life to something that is so incredibly vast and come from God and shows God exists and is here on earth. If you do, then something is wrong. So you have been called for, you heard it, you saw the vision. It is you have to dedicate your life to it. You have to realize you have to reach out. You are not doing me a favor if you are reaching out and doing the mission. You are doing yourself a favor because you are pleasing God. Okay? Because that's what God wants to be done. It's not my will. It's His will. If you think it's my will, tell me, because I don't want you to do my will. I want you to do the will of God. Mm-hmm. And the will of God is this, to get this mission going, to reach out. So if you're called up, if you saw the vision, if you're here, it's your mission. It's not my mission anymore. Me and you are co-workers together, and you know I will help you and I will teach you. I will repeat the same question, answering them. But eventually I'd like to see you have all the answers that has been answered to, you know, this vessel. And you reach out to humanity according to what you can do. Okay? As I said, if you are good, you can sweep the floor the best in the world, great, just keep the, you know, God's house clean. You know, if you can cook great food, okay, cook for the divines, let them have a nutritional food and make them nutritionally, you know, in a very good human body. Whatever you can, you know, again that goes again, know thyself. What are you best at? Are you a good teacher? Then become a full-timer. Come and start traveling, go to different centers, teach. And teach the people in the mission, teach the people that are out of the mission, so that you can bring them into the mission. And as the pool expands, the greater, you know, talents we have, the greater thing we can do. Okay? And the greater thing we can do, the greater number we can reach. The greater number we can reach, the more people are going to join. The more people are going to, the greater talent. It's going to snowball. It's up to, you know, manifestation of the kingdom of heaven on earth. So each of you, each of us, me, you, all of us have a responsibility to see what have we been called for. And we see the vision. We see the what happened here. Okay? It is the fulfillment, the culmination of all the religions prior to this one. Okay? It is the opening of the book sealed with the seven seals. It is the manifestation of the, you know, seven revelation. It is creation of the new man. It is coming of the new age or golden age. Are you going to stay idle and say, no, I'm not going to do anything about it? What's going to happen? I said, this mission is like a bulldozer. It's so huge and heavy. Okay? If you don't run ahead of it and start getting it done, it's going to knock you over. Okay? Not going to wait for... Of course, a bulldozer or a tank is hard to move, but when it starts moving, is it easy to stop it? No. When it starts moving, it's going to keep going. Okay? So it's up to you. You want to be in that bulldozer and in front of the bulldozer, or you want to be, you know, bulldozered over. It's really everybody's decision. It's not a threat or anything, it's just that is the reality of this mission. It's the mission that God, it is God's will. If it's not God's will, tell me. I'm the first person to drop it, as I said many times. If it's not God's will, I don't want it. Okay? But if it's God's will, I'm going to stay, you know, to the side and say, no, I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm going to just go to my vacation and here and there and, you know, see what I want in my life, or still I keep my own ideas about who I am, and I'm a great teacher, and I'm not going to give in to my career, or I still have all these different big things in my life that I'm attached to. Okay, fine. I can wait. You wait to see who is going to, you know, God's going to be manifest. God, that is God's way of doing things. He prophesies, He sends a person who fulfills those prophecies, then this is my teaching. That person has no choice to say the truth. If he couldn't say the truth, he wouldn't choose it. Okay? So this is the way. Anything you know previous to this one, forget it. Okay? Yeah, that is true. What there was in the past, there was a lot of truth in it. But this is the highest truth. Which one to preach? Do you want to preach the truth? Or do you want to preach the highest truth? Do you want to show the people a sign? Or do you want to show the people the greatest sign? It's really your choice. Okay. But if you don't show the people the greatest sign, do you think God is going to accept it anymore? Not anymore. Before this, yes, that would be fine. Yeah, you could be a Muslim, you could be a Christian, you can be a Jew, you can be a Hindu, you can be a Buddhist. But when the greatest sign comes, when the greatest revelation comes, can you hang into the great? Not bottom line, that's why you change from the great to greatest. No. So, again, you have to really meditate on these things. You know, don't think I'm here to take care of you and make you happy. I have given you the way to be happy. Okay. I don't have to make you happy. And I don't owe you anything if you do something more than me. You are doing it for God. See, God, His Son is completely freed me from any attachments or any tricks or anything. Absolutely free. I am free. Just go on and do the mission, give satsang and show the way. And I help you. I work with you. And I'm your co-worker. Okay. But if you're doing it, you're doing it for God. And you've been called for. If you haven't been called for, you wouldn't be here. That's why this one of the requirements of the mission is you have to focus. You have no choice. If you have other choices, other religions, other ideas, other ways to go, go that way. Okay. Actually, I facilitate your way. Okay. To go the other way. Okay. But if you want to do the mission, you have to see what the vision is, what incredible thing it is happening here. Okay. And then realize God truly exists. As I said, 99.9% of the people don't believe really God exists. They really do not. They talk about even the preachers. Okay. Even the mullahs, even the rabbis, or even the, you know, Brahmins. Okay. They talk about it, but really their own preaching, their own ideas. Okay. They don't really believe in God. But when you see the mission, he said, he's going to do this, and he did it. Can you still say God doesn't exist? So he does exist. God is everything. There is nothing that he's not. Therefore, he is everywhere and all the time with you. Okay. So whatever you do, he knows. Whatever is in your heart, he's aware of. He knows you better than you ever could know yourself. Okay. If you ever could know yourself, then you know God. Okay. And you know that he knows everything in your heart. So don't think you know you can hide anything from him or do something and expect something in return, or you do something for the mission that might owe you something. No, you are doing it for God. I am doing it for God. I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing this mission for myself. So I can make him love me more. So you have to do the same thing. You have to do more because you want to love. God loves you more. Okay? Of course. The more you do for the mission, the more I love you too. Of course, there's no doubt about it. The more I see mission manifest through you, the more I say, thank you God for sending such a wonderful worker for the mission that it will, you know, manifest desire of your heart, which is desire of my heart, to see this mission manifest, to see this mission start blooming, this mission to get to the people. The people realize they don't have to fight. Just, you know, this problem with the Middle East. Mm-hmm. If we build the temple in Jerusalem, and each religion see they have one entrance to the center of the temple, are there going to be separation between Jews and Muslims and Christians and even Baha'is in Jerusalem? No. They're just going to say, oh, okay, that's the way I go to Islam door, this is the way to the Jewish door, this is the door to the Christian door, but when we get to the center, who are we? We are one. Center is God. All of them come from them. So you can even see the human problem can be solved easily with the, you know, our mission and our teaching. So that is how you have to meditate on. That is what you have to meditate on. And you have to realize what you have been getting involved to. If you don't want to get involved, run right now. You know, because this is the greatest thing happened to humanity for the last 12,000 years. Okay. It's not an ego trip that I'm saying this. It is the greatest. Okay. It is. If it wasn't greatest, I wouldn't be here myself. Okay. But if you want to run now. Otherwise, dedicate yourself. If you don't, you will see the train is going to go. The train is not going to stay for anyone. Either you are in it or you're going to be off it. And suddenly you say, wow, this train is going too fast. I can't catch up anymore. Okay. So that is true. The answer to your question is yes, you have been called for. That should be your priority. That should be first in your life. Nothing else. I'm not saying drop your family or your, you know, your life that you have here. No, love your family through the mission. Okay? They are part of God. Okay? But your call is for manifestation of this vision. Does that make sense?
Yes, Maitreya.